Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the blowout NFL draft edition of Packer Transplants Live. I'm Aaron Nagler, and with me, as always, is my partner here at Cheesehead TV, Mr. Corey Banky. Directing our live blog is the esteemed Brian Caravu. We are joined by Alex Talish, Jamie Jors, and John Rahor of the Packers Lounge, along with Cheesehead TV regulars Andrew Garda and Holly Phelps. Corey, tell us what's on tap tonight.
What a lineup, ladies and gentlemen. Later tonight, we'll be joined by Andrew Brandt, former Packers vice president and co-founder of the National Football Post. We'll be talking to Chad Reuter of CBSSports.com, one of the best NFL draft gurus in the business. And of course, we'll be talking to the mystery guest.
And we were going to talk to Colin Jenkins here, live right now on the line.
But
we got to wait just a bit because the mystery guest. It sounds like the mystery guest is about to call. So Corey Banky and I are holding steady for the mystery guest, who's a half hour early. But we move heaven and earth for mystery guests.
The mystery guest makes me nervous.
The mystery guest makes me very nervous. So how are you, Corey Banky? It's been a long time.
It's been a long time since we rock and rolled. Yeah, I'm good. I'm loving the Cheesehead TV draft guide on my iPad.
It's the Cheesehead TV draft guide is all the rage.
Yeah, it's pretty
big. All the rage.
It's pretty
everyone
sweet.
Talking about.
I got to give props to Brian Caravu because it's amazing. Brian Caravu, Alex Talish outdid themselves.
They really did. And that's the thing. Everyone keeps talking to me about what a great job I did on the draft guide. No. I did nothing other. I wrote one page of the draft guide.
Looks sweet. Ted on there. Come on. Who's smiling now, huh? Who's smiling now?
So the draft guide, if you have not picked it up yet, ladies and gentlemen, there's still time. The NFL draft is tomorrow night. Tomorrow night. Can you believe it, Corey Banky?
No, I cannot.
So tomorrow night, Corey and I will be there.
Yes.
At NFL Draft Central, Radio City Music Hall.
Yes.
It's going to be a hot time in the old town tonight.
Be there or be square.
Corey, it's going to be your first time at Radio City. Are you excited about that?
I'm very excited. I want to get some photographs. I'm going to get that one. No, you know what's going to happen?
Wait, this is my prediction. Okay, wait. I got to ask you this. Do you have any clue who the Packers might draft?
Nope. I don't even know who they can. I know anybody at this point. Here's what's going to happen, though. We talked about this before the show. Here's what's going to happen. Okay?
All right. What's going to happen?
We're going to get
all
excited.
Tell me what's happening.
We're going to get all the way to 32.
Right.
We're going to be so excited. And then we're going to find out that we traded down for a second and a third or a second and a fifth or whatever the math is.
Yeah. I got to think that's going to happen. And I've been pretty much saying that since we won the Super Bowl and people started talking about the draft. Ladies and gentlemen, this might be the mystery guest. Good evening. You're on Cheesehead TV Live. How are you tonight?
Hi, it's Brian McCarthy from the NFL. As a friend who wants to give his little shout out to our buddy Aaron.
That sounds great.
One second.
Thanks,
oh wow, Brian McCarthy.
Who could this be?
Brian, what's going on?
Hello.
Hello.
Good evening. How are you tonight?
Aaron, Roger Goodell.
How are you, Roger?
I'm good, thank you. How about you?
I'm doing all right. You are an absolute legend for joining us live on the line tonight. Thank you so much for showing up.
I'm glad to do it, but you got to give me 2 seconds to get by this garbage truck. Okay, now I got you.
New York.
Hey, you're in New York. We
only
understand.
In New York. We love it.
We totally understand.
I'm walking down the street. This is New York, as you say.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, well, I know you're headed to a very secret location. I don't want to give it away. But you just came from an event with, it sounded like a dinner, an event with several former players. I saw a picture of you and Jim Taylor. How was that?
We had a great time tonight. It was sort of a tradition that we've created with the popularity of the draft, a pre-draft party, and we've got a lot of great former players. We had 3 Hall of Famers that are coming in this year, and some other Hall of Famers like Jim Taylor, a good player, and we just—it's a fun night for us to celebrate football again.
Yeah, it is.
Absolutely. Well, playing football again. Let's take our medicine real quickly here, and just got to ask you really briefly. You know, everyone in the football world is waiting for Judge Nelson to rule on the stay. I can't imagine. I mean, obviously fans and the media are freaking out about this. I can't imagine what it's like to be a participant and waiting for this thing. How are you dealing with that? Will you wait up all night waiting for it? Will you be able to sleep? What's that process like?
The problem with it is I'm not a big fan of litigation, and I don't think litigation solves things. At some point, we're going to have to get back to a negotiation. I fully understand the idea of trying to gain as much leverage, but when you put your future in the hands of a third party, that's not a smart thing, and I don't think it's smart for anybody, the players, the clubs, and that's why I believe we should get back to the table and start negotiating.
Speaking of getting back to the table, and this, I promise this will be the last lockout question. Going back to when, you know, things broke down and the union decertified and the lockout commenced, why weren't there more, and this is probably the number one question I've had since that day, why weren't more decision makers in the room for the NFL? And the reason I ask you this is because you've gained a reputation as kind of a disciplinarian. You took on, you know, and you created the conduct policy, which I applauded at the time, and I still do. I think it's fantastic work, and I think you do a great job with that. But why can't you bust more owners' heads? Like, why can you bust the players' heads? But the fans want to see you busting some, you know, bust some Jerry Jones,
exactly.
Bust some Dan Snyder. Like, why weren't there a few more decision makers there for you to, like, you know, make some decisions and get things going? Like, that to me was probably the frustrating thing as far as fans reading the coverage and you know, learning about that.
Well, Aaron, I understand your point, but I don't agree with it, and I'll say why. You know, we were on the phone with our owners every day. You know the way we operate. Just like the NFLPA, you need to have 24 or 32 teams vote for anything, and we have kept our ownership incredibly involved. They understand the issues down to a detail, and we had, at the time in which the negotiations broke off, that final week, on Thursday, we had every one of our CC members, with the exception of Robert Kraft, who happened to be in Israel at the time, and he was on the phone, on my phone. So we had the right people there. We had decision makers, and we had people who could make the right decisions. There just wasn't any negotiations. What was happening was there was a clear understanding that they were going to pursue this litigation strategy, and I don't care who was sitting at the table. At the end of the day, they felt like litigation would give them greater leverage, and they pursued it. I understand that. I'm not shooting at them. I think I understand that, but we've got to get back to negotiation.
I couldn't agree more.
Yay.
All right. We took our medicine.
Done with that.
Lockout done.
Draft time.
Woo-hoo! Are you? Do you ever get sick of this? Do you ever get sick up there?
It's like draft time, you guys start talking football.
There you go. Do you ever get sick of standing on stage and saying, like, you know, with the first pick and blah blah blah, or is that just like fantastic to walk out on the stage or Radio City every year?
I couldn't hear all the question, but I heard Radio City. What was it?
Sorry. Does it ever get old walking out on the stage at Radio City to say, with the first pick in the draft, ..
Never. As a matter of fact, it's interesting. We had a lot of the prospects over this morning that are in town. We have 25 players, as you know, and they actually asked the same question. Do you ever get bored with this? And I said, absolutely not. The draft is one of my favorite events. The start of somebody's NFL career is a great thing for not only the young men who work so hard for it, but also their families. And they should celebrate it and they should enjoy it. And to be a part of that is a real honor and privilege. So I stay and I'd announce every one of those graphics. I think it's a great night for the NFL and it's a great night for those kids.
I totally agree. And I got to say, it's kind of taken on cult status, but all the hugging last year was so fantastic. I hope that continues this year.
Well, there was a lot of hugging going on in my office today. I don't know about it tomorrow, but you know what? It's an emotional time for these kids. And, that, you know, if they feel like hugging, I'll hug them.
Fantastic.
If they don't, that's okay, too.
Excellent. All right, I know you got to go. Don't want to keep you. You're an absolute legend.
Legendary.
For calling in tonight. Thank you
Amazing.
So much.
I'm glad to be with you guys, and I hope you enjoy the draft over the next few days.
Absolutely. Oh, and Andrew Brandt says hello, and he'll see you tomorrow.
He's a good man.
Fantastic. Have a great night. Thank you so much, Commissioner Goodell.
Okay. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's how we roll. We got Commissioner Goodell on the line. Now let's hop right to our other guest, because we've kept him waiting long enough.
Yes.
Let's call him. Let's call the
okay.
man.
Okay. Okay. Give me a second.
I know.
Can I just take a moment?
Can you take a moment to breathe that in? Corey Behnke, the commissioner of the NFL, was just on Packer Transplants.
I'm going to pass out right now. Can't handle this. I seriously can't handle that.
Oh, wow. Wow. Can you believe it?
Come on.
Corey Behnke. That's the way it is.
Come on. If you'd have told me 3 years ago that we'd have the commissioner of the NFL on the night before the draft as he's in his limo going between events.
Well, I think he was walking, so I don't think he was in his limo. Well, but he was awesome.
He deserves a limo.
Yes, he does.
Come on.
Oh, wow. All right, so let's call Colin Jenkins.
All right.
Get him on the line. If it is really Colin Jenkins, because there's been some doubts.
Can you write the right number?
Yes, yes. Just switch the last two numbers.
Okay.
There you go. It's live, baby.
Don't want to give anything away.
We're going to do it live. I can't. I'm still. You're right. I'm going to pass out.
Okay. Switch. Here we go.
Hello?
Is this the one and only Colin Jenkins?
Yeah,
you are live on Cheesehead TV!
Oh, we're so sorry to keep you waiting, Colin. Thank you so much for being such a good sport about it.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Oh,
ain't no warm-up time or nothing. We just straight on.
Oh, right? Yeah, no. This is like, you know, it's like the Millennium Falcon around here. It may break down at any moment.
It's true, it's true.
But we're live, and we're thrilled to have you on. Thank you so much.
Thanks for inviting me.
Oh, absolutely. Well, so, now, you are really Colin Jenkins, obviously. I mean, you know, there's been some doubt on Twitter. What made you jump on Twitter?
Well, when I was out there in California, and I did the NFL Network show on Friday, Marcus Smith, who was out there, he was telling me that, you know, Twitter would be something good for me to get to advertise different things like that. So while I was out there, he set up a Twitter account for me, and, you know, that's how I got on.
Very nice. And I love the Mohawk picture, the Mr. T picture that you've got rocking on there.
Yeah, that's nice.
That's excellent. Okay, let's get the hard stuff out of the way right away. How frustrating has the lockout been for you in particular as a player who is set to be a free agent, possibly? Not possibly. You are set to be a free agent if and when the league year commences. And yet we've got all this, legalese flying around. And I can't imagine how frustrating it is for you, who probably only want to get the process started, to have to wait.
Yeah, it's definitely a situation like no other. You know, it's taking a lot of patience, you know, or trying to be patient at least to get through this, because, I mean, you like to know what's going to happen. You like to know where you're going to be. You like to know if, Green Bay would, you know, at least try to keep me there, or if I'm going to end up someplace else. And, you know, it seems like it just keeps going on and on, and you're hoping, you know, every day you're hoping that the next day you could hear something, or the next week something happens, it's been feeling like, you know, there's no end in sight.
Yeah, I mean, fans feel that way, but, you know, we're fans, and it really doesn't directly affect us until there are games missed, and even then, it's just, you know, it's a source of entertainment, and we're passionate about it. But as, you know, it is your livelihood, I can't even fathom how frustrating it must be. Have you spoken? I mean, I've seen some of your exchanges with the guys on Twitter. I mean, your back and forth with Brandon Jackson is priceless. Is that like the locker room? Is that kind of what you guys are like?
Yeah. I give Brandon and the running backs a hard time. You know. The quarterbacks too. You know, I give them a hard time all the time in the locker room, and you know, it's just out of fun. You know, we're actually pretty cool people. I always mess with Brandon because, you know, I can make him a little mad, and then sometimes I think he really wants to fight me. And then, you know, once he gets to that point, I'll take off running and I'll be gone.
Nice.
You know what's crazy is once we found out we were going to have you on, I was thinking back to the first time you stepped on the field as a Green Bay Packer. I think, correct me if I'm wrong here, because I haven't gone and looked it up, but I think it was a Monday night game against Carolina when Grady Jackson went down, and you came on, and I specifically remember one of the commentators, I think it was Al Michaels, saying, like, little-known Cullen Jenkins is in, and everyone was like, oh, gosh, who's this guy? And you had a fantastic game, and that was kind of the first glimpse of the talent. Do you ever, like, sit back and, I mean, especially now that you're set to be a free agent, do you sit back and look at your journey up to this point and just marvel at it, or is it just something that's my life and that's what happened?
Yeah, I still do. I mean, I reflect on it, you know, a bit sometimes, especially, you know, when I'm talking to younger guys or talking to, you know, undrafted guys that may need a little motivation, and you try to, you know, tell them about the situation you were in or, you know, the situation I was in, and, you know, just trying to keep them motivated. So, you know, that year was weird because, if you remember, they had Kenny Peterson, and he got hurt in the last preseason game. So, you know, when he went down, I dressed for that first regular season game. Mm-hmm. So then we go into the game, and then Grady gets hurt. And once Grady got hurt, you know, all of a sudden I'm in the rotation. And, you know, it's just about, you know, being ready when your opportunity is there and taking advantage of it.
Well, which you most certainly did, like I said. Looking at free agency and looking at your prospects, you know, something is, I've read a couple times that, you know, perhaps, and this is all speculative in the media, but perhaps, you know, Jenkins might want to go to a 4-3 team. He might wait. But does that even enter your thinking, or do you just look at, you know, you've also said you wanted to be a Packer. You're disappointed that they haven't approached you. Is that something that, you know, enters into your thinking as far as the scheme, or do you just want to play football?
I just want to play football. You know, the scheme isn't that big of a deal to me. I actually think, you know, me being so versatile is what, you know, makes me the player I am. And, you know, for me to start to get, you know, picky and say I want to play in this, or I just want to do this or just do that, then I'm getting away from, you know, my game and what's, you know, got me to where I'm at. So, you know, the scheme has no bearing. You know, all it's about right now is just, you know, about, you know, where I'm going to end up and, you know, who wants me. So, you know, I'd love to be back with the Packers and be back with Green Bay because that's where I've been. You know, it's where I got my opportunity and, you know, that's all I know. But, you know, obviously, you know, like I said earlier in the Twitter, you know, if you're not offered a job, you can't just show up someplace to go to work. So.
No, you can't.
it's true. It's true. And I know, I mean, I just want to let you know, because once people found out you were going to be on the show, we were deluged with tweets, emails, text message, anything, any form of communication. Packer fans want you to know they want you back.
Yeah.
So I don't know what consolation that might be, but Packer fans definitely want you back in the fold.
Well, I'll say thank you to all the fans out there. You know, I appreciate all the support that I've been getting from everybody and, you know, all the love that people have showed me. And, you know, I just want people to know that it's not something that, you know, where I'm saying, oh, I don't want to be there, or, you know, I'm done with them, or, you know, that the option, you know, has been open, it stayed open. You know, just unfortunately, I think that, you know, it's not that big of an option right now because of, you know, me not being offered up to this point still. So, you know, you just kind of have to take it for what it's worth and realize that it's a business.
No doubt.
Which it is, unfortunately.
No doubt.
All right. And I don't want to keep you too long, but before we let you go, I just wanted to address something that someone wrote on Twitter today that you retweeted.
Was it something that you wrote?
No, it was not. It was some fool on Twitter saying that Packer Nation was going to unfollow you if you went to another team. Let me tell you right now. That ain't how Packer Nation rolls.
No, look at Greg Bedard. Nobody unfollowed Greg Bedard.
Especially on Twitter. So wherever you go, you're a Packer for life, and we will follow you to the ends of the earth.
Super Bowl
champion, baby.
I appreciate that.
Come
thank
on.
You.
Thank you so much for joining
us. We'll always have a Super Bowl ring in common.
There you go.
It's
you'll have the bling.
That's right.
thank you so much for joining us. I can't thank you enough. You're a class act. Thank you so much. We'll see you down the road. We'll obviously be following whatever happens. Colin Jenkins joining us. Colin, thanks so much for calling in tonight.
All right, thanks for having me.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
Should Colin
we just,
Jenkins.
Should we stop?
I think we should get off this crazy ride for a second.
Man.
It's perfect as it's almost time for a break.
Oh, my goodness.
How are you, Corey?
I can't handle it right now.
Colin Jenkins! That's crazy. That's just madness.
Like in a, wait, what time is it? Okay, and we started late.
I know.
So like
right?
within 21 minutes.
We've had Roger
We've had
Goodell.
A Super Bowl champion yep. and the commissioner of the greatest league in the world.
Yep. Kind of back to back. That's just, you know, that's how we do it.
Colin can't handle
Jenkins.
It.
Love him.
See, on, yeah. on other shows, wanna, they would be like, yeah, no,
no whatever.
Big deal.
Like, no, it's a big deal. And I got to say, I was more nervous for Jenkins than I was for Goodell.
Yeah.
Like, he's a Packer. He's a world champion Green Bay Packer for the rest of his life.
That's true.
That's pretty awesome. All right, we should take a break. When we come back, we'll talk some more draft. Maybe we might talk to one or two of our draft experts. And we'll talk to Andrew Brandt. And later on tonight, we'll be talking to Chad Reuter. And this 2-hour blowout NFL draft special edition of Packer Transplants. Stick around. Ladies and gentlemen, live. Love it, love it, love it, love it live. Breaking news as we are on break. Actually, breaking just before we come back live.
NFL news.
NFL news. Judge Nelson has denied the motion to stay her ruling upon appeal. Meaning, ladies and gentlemen.
NFL for all.
Game on. The NFL lockout
is over. Oh, what if the commish was on?
I know! I can't believe it!
He was supposed to be, too.
You know what's funny is he was supposed to be on right now. That's why he called
early.
Oh,
my
He knew this
goodness.
Was coming. He knew it was
he
coming.
He was like, oh, I got to call those cheeses.
I got to call those people before this comes down. Anyway, lockout over. Obviously, we still go to appeals. The NFL still goes to the appeal court. They still appeal the ruling. Yeah. But no stay, meaning the NFL has very limited amount of time to reinstitute.
But we could. Football. It's not official.
No, it's pretty.
It's pretty close. 99.9%.
Lockout over.
This was definitely the way that I was hoping it would go, with the courts being like, screw that.
God, I can't believe we missed it, though. How great would it have been if we had told Roger Goodell on the phone? Sorry.
He would have hung up.
Judge Nelson.
He would have been like, oh, hold on.
Denied the stay.
Hold on, my lawyer. Hold on, the lawyers are calling me.
I know. Jeff Cash is on the other line. Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
You know what else is wow?
That's crazy.
The Cheesehead TV draft guide.
That's the hotness.
That's the wow.
So yeah. Wait, Andrew Brandt, if you're watching and waiting,
Aaron Rodgers.
I just emailed
why
you. Call
you
us.
Come on our show.
Tell
Aaron
us what's
Rodgers.
Up.
Okay, let's just say, why does Aaron Rodgers call you Crazy Packer Guy?
Crazy Packer Dude.
Why? Aaron Rodgers, he's not that crazy. I'm actually crazier than he is.
He did call me Crazy Packer Dude. That's one of the proudest moments of my life.
No, it's good.
The
you've
starting
got
quarterback
it.
Of the Green Bay Packers called me Crazy Packer
you've
Dude.
You've got it on your Twitter profile. I've seen it.
It's kind of the hotness. It's kind of what it
Whatever.
Is. Whatever. So I'm just like, my whole world is spinning right now. The stay. Denied.
Man. It's
football.
Been,
you know what I said?
It's been
you
an action-packed 30 minutes.
Early this week, I said, oh, yeah. Judge Nelson has got to make it so that free agency starts right when the Panthers are on the clock. So everything starts at the same time. Here comes Corey with his iPad.
That looks hot.
So if you need, you know, if you need to know what the heck is going on in the draft for the next 3 days, get yourself a Cheesehead TV draft guide, because that's all you're going to need.
Yes. If you haven't gotten the Cheesehead TV draft guide, you need to buy it tonight.
Buy it.
Just right
got,
now.
You've got
buy it. You
less
can get it.
Than
you can
24
download
hours.
It. You can put it on an iPad.
Whoa, dude. We're knocking things over. We're so excited.
Everything reads PDF. BlackBerry, Playbook, all that garbage. Do it.
Wow. Just wow. Why am I thinking that Andrew Brandt might be too busy to call?
Andrew Brandt's like, well, he could call and break some news. Come on,
yeah, he totally could. Wow. Oh my good. Okay, so here we are. Live, baby, live. I'm sorry, I'm just trying to make it. So, Corey.
Yes.
What position do you think the Packers should target in the draft?
They're not going to. They're just.
I know. But what is if Corey Behnke was the general manager?
I would be like Ted.
What would you do?
I would be like Ted. Best available.
Best available. Best available. Who do you need?
Best available.
You're not helping.
Because I'll take anybody. I'll take a wide receiver. I'll take a defensive end. I'll take an offensive lineman. I'll take a quarterback.
Corey, I need you to talk for a minute so I
hear
can
you.
Email.
But, you know, that is, you know, some people saw on Twitter, I had a little spat with Jim with the Wisconsin State Journal. Is that what it's called? Madison paper.
Yes.
And he had an issue. He called Matt Flynn dependable, and we had a little Twitter battle.
Yeah, what was that about?
I don't know. It was kind of interesting. Because Matt Flynn he's only had one game. I love me some Matt Flynn, but I'm not, the jury's still out. I don't know what other Packer fans think about that, but so I wouldn't, you know, I don't think he's going to take a quarterback at 32, but you know what? Best available, right? Is that what we're living on?
Yes.
I'm supposed to be vamping right now, but I'm not doing a very good job of it.
You are. It's, oh my God.
I guess somebody.
So did you think 3 years ago when we started this whole rigmarole, we'd be doing anything even close akin to what we're doing right now? I sure did. Good Lord.
Jason Wilde just tweeted that he's like, watch, it's like we're in shock, I think.
We
he didn't say
in
that.
Shock. We kind of are in shock.
Yeah, I'm shell shocked right now.
Now, yes, the Court of Appeal might issue its own stay.
True. And that's like, what's funny is the
if it's expedited, which it will be, so it could be bad. It could be a matter of days. It could be a day.
That's the conservative court, right?
Yes.
But what's funny about the whole conservative issue, like reading the New York Times is where I got this idea, but they were saying how the conservative thing could play either way. Like it could play to the player's strengths NFL strengths.
Well, that's the thing. You just never know.
You never know.
You can't make assumptions.
It's all horse trading at the top that we don't know about. bigger men than we.
Back rooms, smoking cigars. Yeah, that's pretty much how it is. That's why I want to talk football. Let's talk football.
It's kind of hard to talk football when all you got is the draft. Especially when you pick 32.
Well, okay, here's the thing.
Okay, who do you think? I mean, I think it's going to be an offensive lineman or a defensive end.
And I think both of those would be wise decisions.
Or a cornerback. If there's a cornerback that rates higher than the defensive lineman or the offensive lineman, they'll go for it.
See, here's what I want to do. I want to call...
Best available.
I want to call Brian Caravu at the moment, but I don't want to call him waiting for Andrew Brandt to call in. So...
I want to call Brian Caravan.
Everyone's just going to be in a holding pattern until we hear from Andrew
That's why
Brandt.
We're doing a two-hour show, because we're like coming into JFK and LaGuardia Airport when there's high mile-an-hour winds, and we just have to go in a holding pattern until we can land.
That's exactly what this show is like, a holding pattern.
It's a holding
that's
pattern.
That's entertainment, ladies and gentlemen.
It's a holding pattern on life.
Pretty much. That's kind of this guy's being an NFL fan.
You know what's
month.
Funny is I tell everybody that's my friend who doesn't like the Packers not to watch the show.
Wait a second. You have friends who aren't Packer fans?
Yes. And all of them, I'm like, don't watch it because it's boring. We might be on. Can somebody check if we're on the homepage of Livestream right now?
Yeah, we're supposed to be on the homepage. We're supposed to be on the homepage of Livestream. How awful is that? But what's funny to me is that like.
Everybody who's not a Packer fan on Livestream right now, I'm really sorry.
So, but here's the thing. Okay. Getting back to the draft. Here's the thing. I've seen a lot of things about Akeem Ayers. About, you know, the defense. He was from Georgia, the defensive end who failed the drug test at the combine, apparently.
Awesome.
So much for that. like, you know, it's just like, I wouldn't be surprised at all if, you know, all the scenarios that have been talked about teams trying to jump up for a quarterback, trying to get up there, and Ted just moves down. Because once you get to that range, the end of the first round, top of the second round, all those guys are pretty even. I mean, there's not a guy. Everybody's got holes in their game. Everybody's got, you know, strengths and weaknesses. So
we're going to trade down.
Why would you not? Go down? And here's another thing.
We're going to do it.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Ted being Ted.
But here's the other thing. Pat Kerwin, who I enjoy and does a very good job on Sirius Radio, said the other day that he thought that the Packers would probably trade up. Especially later.
What?
Later in the draft.
Not in the first round.
Not in the first round, but later in the draft.
I was like, what?
Because of the fact that they have so many people coming back from IR, you know, and they'll have such, you know, they have 9 picks in the draft. And, you know, so his thinking is that there'll be two, you know, not enough roster spots for all the guys you'll have.
Yeah.
I don't think that's true.
That Kool-Aid.
I think Ted will just pick away, maybe even trade down a couple times.
Yep.
Bring like a bajillion guys.
Let
to
them compete. Let them compete.
That's Ted's way, and that's been. I mean, look at last year. Look at all the guys they cut who ended up getting picked up in other places.
Yep.
And that's what happens when you have healthy competition.
Look,
throughout your roster.
Here's what all Packer fans need to do.
Okay. You heard it here first.
Every single diehard Packer fan that lives in this world today, okay? Super Bowl ring. Get on the Ted Thompson bus. It's an express train to the Super Bowl. And just get back on it. He's going to trade down.
Yep.
He's going to take best available. He's going to take a guy in the first round that nobody predicted. Not even the Cheesehead TV draft guide. Although I could be wrong. And that's life. That's the life we live in. So embrace it, right?
Yep.
Because we got jewelry.
All right. We've got official word. Andrew Brandt, unable to call it.
Wait, why?
Do
we run out of money on the Skype account?
No, I think he's unable to call in because there is some,
some
breaking news going on that he can't get away from.
The commissioner could call.
Before the breaking news. So, yeah, I totally understand.
I'm just saying.
So let's call Brian Caribou. Let's call Brian and talk some little Packers draft, you know? Brian Caribou, we don't need to know about no lockout. Let's talk football.
I'm down.
You know, you hear what I'm saying?
I don't think he's going to answer.
Oh, that's right. He said tonight was the night he wasn't going to watch.
Hello?
Brian Caribou.
You're on Packer Transplants.
You're on Packer Transplants Live. How are you tonight?
Hey, guys. I'm doing good.
Tell us how you really feel, Brian.
So, okay, Brian, earlier today you were tweeting about a wide receiver that intrigued you. Tell us a little bit about him. Who are you looking at? What were you talking about? Is this a possible Packer pick? What's going on there?
The guy I was talking about was Terrence Tolliver.
Terrence Tolliver.
Hang on one second, guys.
All right, no problem. We caught you unawares.
I'm directing the show, so I've got the broadcast on about three different screens, and I'm getting an echo.
Okay, well,
I think I got it now. Terrence Tolliver, wide receiver from LSU. I just think he's really talented player, was plagued by bad quarterback play at LSU, especially this past season. They didn't have much of a quarterback there, and I think had they had more of an aerial attack, that he'd be getting a lot more attention. Perhaps not the attention of a Julio Jones or an A.J. Green, but right after those guys.
I like that. I like that. Did you buy my love for Greg Little at all, or do you think that's impossible, far-fetched?
No, I like Greg Little a lot. The whole contact with an agent there is kind of overrated. So I think anybody worrying about character concerns, I don't think there's too many people worried about that and how that's going to affect his draft stock. So I think that Greg Little, it could be a very good prospect, and I don't think he's going to drop because of that.
Really, you don't think he's going to drop where, like, how far? Like, from what I've seen, is he's like around a third round pick. Is that what you think?
Yeah, I'm just saying I don't think he's going to fall further than that because of like character concerns.
Right. Okay, well, I buy that. Do you think Ted Thompson trades down out of the first round?
It's a very decent possibility that this happens, and I'm going to bring this up right now. Somebody brought this up to me on Twitter today, and it's worth discussing, if nothing else. So let's just pretend for a moment that the Packers don't make their pick in their 15 allotted minutes. You know, if that happens, you know what? The next team is free to make their pick at any time. And the thinking was, do the Packers do this on purpose? Because, you know, the next pick isn't until the following day. They have a whole night to entertain trade offers. And the thinking is that perhaps overnight, do they get an offer that would probably be more than what they'd get in those 15 minutes?
That's it. I love that idea. Who knows? I guess you're absolutely right. I remember last year a lot of people saying that the first, second round pick was like the hot pick to have for that reason. But you're right. I guess, you know, the Packers could wait and just wait out offers, although I don't know. Do they stay
the
on the clock?
Does Carolina get to make a pick then?
Right, but that's a great question. Is Carolina and Carolina and the Packers both on the clock at the same time for the next 20 hours or whatever?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Does that mean the Packers get to take Cam Newton?
No.
Oh,
no.
Sorry.
Oh, but Brian, you brought this up on Twitter today and I loved it. If a couple of the elite, quote unquote elite, you know, the higher rated quarterbacks drop to 32, does Ted Thompson take one? What do you think, Brian?
That's a good question.
I'm turning this back on you.
Yes. I say yes.
Mr. Asked the question on Twitter.
I say yes.
Corey says yes. What do you think, Brian?
I mean, because they have a whole night. I mean, it could happen that they're lowballed by trade offers. And if nobody takes the Packers seriously, well, go ahead. Maybe they draft Christian Ponder and then overnight are like, well, do you want him? We will trade him, but we want something that's, valuable in return. And now with the stay being denied by the judge, it looks like that players can perhaps be traded during the draft.
Wow.
Well, no, there won't be. Well, okay, yeah. everything's possible except the TV draft guy makes his appearance. The problem was that I still highly doubt you'll be able to trade players during the draft. Just because Corey is like putting the draft guide up in the shot there. Just because we don't even know who's going to be free agents because we don't know we don't know who players will be as far as like, is James Jones, Brandon Jackson, guys who are tendered, are they tendered? Are we under the 2010 rules?
Huh. Yeah, aren't we?
No, but we don't know. The NFL has to decide that.
Wow.
And then the NFLPA has a say in that.
But they're not a union.
They're not a union. NFLPA with an asterisk.
So technically every single player that was in the NFLPA has to approve what the NFL decides for the season?
No, because they're represented by the association, which isn't a union.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
My brain hurts.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so Brian, we're getting off track. Brian, I looked at your fantastic post about the areas, the different positions the Packers, you know, may or may not be in need, blah, 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 blah. What do you look at this team? And I know this isn't how Ted might look at it, but what do you look? You look at the Packers, what do you see as their number one need?
Yeah, I think it's, people argue that Ted Thompson just drafts best available player and it's useless to look at needs. Well, the reason I look at needs is because, tomorrow night at this time, well, maybe a little later, I mean, the Packers are going to have a new player and that's where you see how they fit on the team. I think the biggest need is on the offensive line. And I have no specific position, tackle, guard, center. They just need depth. Both Darren College and Jason Spitz are slated to be free agents. Both Chad Clifton and Mark Tauscher will be entering their 12th year in the NFL. They're not going to have quite as much depth on the offensive line as they did in the past. So, there's a lot of players I like on the offensive line in this draft class. Unfortunately, I think all of them are going to be gone by the time the Packers draft at 32. But, I mean, should a guy like Gabe Kareemi, Danny Watkins, Derek Sherrod, the guy from Boston College, Costanzo, if any of those guys are available, I think the Packers grab them.
And I totally agree. I think you've got Aaron Rodgers, your franchise, back there. Missed a game last year due to the concussions.
Yeah.
You got to think, you got to protect your franchise. Got to get some guys up front. And like you say, yep. I mean, Tauscher's most likely gone. Clifton's on his last leg.
Yep.
He played well last year. Don't take it away from him.
No, I'm not.
But I know you're not. I'm just saying, but anybody in general, can't take it away from him.
But
he's older.
But if you have to say the one, okay, that goes to, well, okay, I know we won the Super Bowl. We got the jewelry. I'm not trying to hate, But if there's one weakness on the Green Bay Packers, you got to say offensive line, I think. In terms of being able to pass protect and run.
It's the weakest. Yeah, definitely.
But there's not
it's
a
the
lot
weakest
of
point.
Look, they proved themselves. They proved themselves.
They are Super Bowl champions.
Exactly.
It's the little things in life.
But yeah, I got to kind of agree with Brian. But Ted Thompson will still take a quarterback. Watch.
We'll take a quarterback.
Just watch.
All right, Brian.
Because Matt Flynn's not dependable.
We always end your segments with a prediction. Who do the Packers take in the first round?
Uh-oh.
Go.
Here we go.
My prediction is Akeem Ayers, an outside linebacker from UCLA. Like I said, if those offensive linemen are available, I think the Packers would take them. The problem is I don't think they'll be available. So they take what is the second best linebacker in the draft beyond Von Miller, and they take Akeem Ayers. He seems to me to be a guy who is equally good in all phases of the game, meaning rushing the passer, defending the run, and dropping into coverage. He seems to do all of those equally pretty well, perhaps not at an elite level at all of them, but a well-rounded player.
There you go.
You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. Brian, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Thank you.
And if you have not checked out the Cheesehead TV draft guide, you need to do so, because Brian Caravu brought it. He kicked all sorts of butt.
It's amazing.
It is amazing.
Actually,
it's amazing.
Not only does Brian Caravu kick butt, like Brian Caravu and Andrew Garda in the offseason have taken Cheesehead TV to like a whole nother level.
Seriously. And we would be remiss if we didn't mention Alex Talich.
Yes.
And the work he did.
Jamie Jorres, John Rahor.
Everybody at the lounge.
John Rahor.
But Alex Talich, holy cow.
Rahor, I will get you in the credits.
Oh, just like I got to get you in the post, which I did.
Next transplants. Okay. It'll happen. I'm on it.
But Alex Talich really brought everything together
in
an amazing way.
Oh, yeah.
And he has to be commended.
Yes,
fantastic
100%.
Work.
It's amazing. I can't believe how cool the draft guide was. I had my doubts, and I was basically like proven 100% wrong.
It was awesome. All right, let's take a little early break.
Let's talk about draft coverage, though, tomorrow and Friday.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
We've got full draft coverage here at Cheesehead TV.
Oh, my goodness, ladies and gentlemen.
Every Alex Talich has videos. Brian Caravu is going to be announcing picks live, so it'll be just like you see now.
Nook and cranny of the draft.
Live vlog, nook and cranny.
You're going to get... Live vlog, nook and cranny. Someone make a t-shirt.
You're going to get photographs.
We'll have everything.
If we pick 32, you're going to get a photograph of it. Come on.
Everything you want to know about the NFL draft, you'll have here. All 3 days, all seven rounds, everything covered. Brian Caravu will be here on our live channel when the Packers pick. We'll have Corey and myself at Radio City Music Hall. If, by chance, any one of the prospects who are there, and there are 25, the most
25.
Ever at the event.
I wish there were like more, though.
If any of them get picked by the Packers, like Bulaga was last year, we will be there interviewing them. We'll be on site with them. Corey's fantastic photography will be featured throughout. I'll have my running commentary. And then, of course, everything here on the live blog. As Corey mentioned, Alex Talich will have stats. He'll have videos. He'll have everything you could ever want.
He's got a lot of like craziness in mind.
It's amazing.
It's redonkulous.
It's just ridiculous. One of my favorite things in life is after the draft is over, is coming back and looking through the live blog.
Yeah, it's a lot
of
stuff.
Because it is so informative and so much fun. It's great. And if you haven't experienced it yet, make sure you tune it here, cheeseheadtv.com, for all your draft needs for the next 3 days. When we come back, we're going to talk to Chad Reuter, CBSSports.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we are live. We have called an audible. That's what we do here at Packer Transplants. We are all football all the time. So we're calling an audible on our own show. Chad Reuter from CBSSports.com will be in the next segment. Right now we're live on the line with the newest.
The newest. The rookie, as it were.
The rookie at CheeseheadTV.com. Mr. Andrew Garda. How are you tonight, Andrew?
Whoop-de-woo. I'm all right. I somehow, though, I feel as though following
the first string of guests may be a little tough.
Not at all, dude. Not at all.
Not at all.
You. This is where it's all about.
This show is all about. I mean, this is
hardcore football analysis. We're gonna get right now.
We need some of that.
We need some hardcore football analysis. First of all, thank you so much for all your hard work on the draft guide.
Off season, amazing.
Holy cow!
Yes, amazing.
Well, thank you very much. It was. I was glad Caravu Hand reached out to help have me on board, and it was a lot of fun. Great group of people working on that thing, and it shows.
So when you look at this draft, and we'll look, you know, we'll go big picture first, and then we'll kind of zero in on the Packers. What do you think? Is there any chance at all that Cam Newton doesn't get drafted first overall?
Well, of course, there's a chance, especially since everything is pointing to him being drafted by the Panthers, and we're in the unique situation this year of nobody can sign a contract before the first pick. So, at this point, especially this season, I don't believe a word anybody says. But and my mock drafts right now, I have Cam Newton going, and I can see Carolina doing it. Because of the upside, because of the sort of the desperation of that franchise needing sort of a face and a leader, and I think if they could get him the focus, I think Newton could be a good quarterback. I think he has the physical ability, to make it in the NFL, and if he has time to develop, and there's the key, he could probably learn to read defenses and all the things he couldn't do for John Gruden the other night. The problem is that, what are you going to do? Trot Matt Moore and Jimmy Clausen out there for another season? I mean, once you draft Newton, he's got to get on the field. People aren't going to pay tickets to see Jimmy Clausen.
Come on. Yeah, you're right.
Sorry, Fighting Irish, but there you go.
Yeah.
There are really compelling reasons to go with, like, Marcell Dareus or Patrick Peterson. I mean, the Panthers are a team that desperately needs help pretty much everywhere. Maybe not running back, but everywhere else. If there's a good, hot dog vendor, Panthers might want to reach for him.
Nice.
There you go.
Old school Madden franchise building right there. So I know you did a little write-up on LeSure, the running back. Do you think he gets picked before Mark Ingram? I've seen some momentum on that in the draft Nick community. Are you buying that?
I'm not. I mean, it can happen. I mean, for sure, because as we all know, all it takes is one guy, one team to fall in love with a guy, and then you have Tim Tebow in the first round. But I think my take on a lot of the news around Ingram's knee is that it's a lot of smokescreen. I have some connection with Daquan Bowers' camp. And, I'm not going to believe every single thing they tell me because it's draft season and I can't believe anything anybody tells me. But, there's a lot more being made of this stuff than, is the truth. And it's the same thing with Ingram, in my opinion. I don't think that knee is near as bad as everybody seems to be making it out to be. And Ingram is, to me, a more complete back. And if you watch Ingram, he's just a smarter, more patient runner. I mean, the cat is just sharp. And LeSure, sometimes he gets a little impatient. If you watch the video we've got on Cheese and TV of both of these guys, in LeSure, you watch him, and sometimes he just won't follow his blockers. He just wants to try and make too much happen. And that's when he gets into trouble. And in the NFL, he's not going to be able to turn the corner like he can at the college level. So he's going to have to learn that patience. Ingram is already a guy who has that patience, a guy who has that sort of ability and football intelligence. So I think Ingram should go first. I think the tape and the analysis supports that. Would it shock me? Heck, it wouldn't shock me if someone found a good reason for Bilal Powell to go first. It's that. I think depending on what happens with free agency in the next 24 hours, like, it could be utter chaos tomorrow night. There is already a panic for quarterbacks because nobody could sign one. Who knows what could happen tomorrow night?
Well, that's probably good for the ratings, but yeah. Pepto-Bismol reaching inducing for
it's not good for the Vikings fans, which is awesome. Cuz the Vikings are going to screw something up. They can't even hand off a, like, okay, we're going to put this draft pick in. So they can't. There's no way they can juggle a draft pick and oh, we got a trade. What's happening? Come on.
Not that Corey's biased or anything.
I'm not biased.
Not at all.
What are you talking about?
No, not at all.
All right. So Garda, who do you think the Packers target there at the end of the first round?
Well, you know, not the ride on Caravu's coattails, but I think he's right. I think Akeem Ayers is a really good shot. I did have Derek Sherrod, the offensive tackle, in there because, you know, what are you going to buy the team who has everything? Probably something to keep Aaron Rodgers from being concussed. But because Marcus Cannon, another offensive tackle out of TCU, was just diagnosed with some form of lymphoma, and I don't even think I'm pronouncing that right, I had him going to the Bears, and once that happened, I just can't see them, if this guy is going to maybe sit out for a year, drafting him. As bad as I feel for the kid, it's not going to happen. And I think the Bears, I mean, one of these years they're going to get an offensive line pick right. So I move Sherrod up to them. And you know, the great thing about the Packers' position is at 32, I mean, how many big holes do they have? They need to shore the O-line up. They can look at a wide receiver. They can look at, you know, an offensive outside linebacker. I mean, there's a lot of little things they could do, but there's nothing critical. And I think Ayers is the type of guy, and Caravu touched on it. He's a fierce pass rusher. He's very good in coverage. He makes good decisions. And I think he did pretty well on what was, you know, basically an awful UCLA team and didn't have a lot of support around him. Right. So I think he'd be a good fit. It wouldn't shock me. You know, wouldn't shock me. I've said it in the videos that I thought that, you know, they could look at a guy like LeSure or Ingram if they were sitting there. And I think if, you know, the quarterbacks don't go, so, you know, if there's not a lot of trading from, say, like 20 to 28, you know, the Packers could have some people looking for them, especially with the Patriots starting off the second round. I think people would be very nervous about what Belichick's going to do with that or who they're going to trade it to. And the Packers may get some interest. So you guys may not even get a first round pick. But if you don't, you're going to get some really good value for that. So it'll be interesting to see tomorrow night.
It most certainly will. We'll be there to document it all.
Yes.
Andrew Garda, you are the man. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Oh, thank you very much for having me, guys. It's a nice break in draft prep right now. I can put my head back in the computer, but at least I've actually spoken to other human beings.
Oh, and you're coming up with your video mock draft. That's right. We gotta pimp that a little bit. People, check out Andrew Garda's video mock draft. It's going to be the hotness.
There you go.
Yeah, it should be posted sometime tomorrow morning, God willing.
God willing. Fantastic. All right, Andrew. Have a great night.
And it'll
we'll
be
see
irrelevant
on the live
blog. By 8:01.
There you go. Exactly. Well, that's the whole point of mock drafts. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a great night.
You too, man. Take
care. Oh, I hung up on him. Oh, sorry, Andrew. Dude. My bad, dude.
Take.
Boom. There you go.
Awesome. Just. Awesome.
I feel like we started at this mountain, and now we're just tumbling down. It's like the downward spiral.
What do you mean? You're talking...
How can it get better?
It's only getting
not
better.
Not Garda, us. We're Garda's
only,
awesome.
It's only getting better.
Garda actually hooked it up.
It's only getting better. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, my God. It's just life. Like, just crazy. The Packers, the draft tomorrow. There's no NFL. The lockout is over, but it's not. There's no rules. Like, every agent is going to be calling every team tonight and tomorrow.
Yep.
And the teams are going to be saying, no, we can't do it. Blah, blah, blah. But all the players are like, oh, yo, we're free agents. What's up? It's crazy. It's crazy. And I just want to say, Andrew Brandt, I see how it is.
Wow.
I see how it is. You got to go on SportsCenter.
Is he on SportsCenter?
He was just on SportsCenter. Gotta go on SportsCenter.
I mean,
I see how it is.
SportsCenter has a lot more fans than we do,
and they pay him. So there's that.
But I mean, as far as like reach, you know, I'm not trying to.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, just, you know, we've got our little niche.
We're niche
corner
it up.
Of the world. In
we're
the
niching
NFL
it
landscape.
Up. You know, we're good enough for the commissioner.
We're niching it up. That's we're good enough for the commissioner, not for Andrew Brandt.
Not for Andrew Brandt, apparently.
I see how.
You
it
know,
is.
Once you're the vice president of the Packers, what else is there really?
It's a good point. It's a good point. You can pretty much do whatever the heck you want for the rest of your life. Or we'd like to believe so. Maybe we should call Alex Talish. Because that's always fun.
Oh, no.
No, we should. Okay. We should just give him a call. Let's do it. Let's call Alex Talish. I wonder if he can talk.
Probably not.
Just had surgery or something on his face. I don't know what's up there. Oh, it's not. It's not. Oh, there.
Yeah,
it is.
It is.
There it is.
It's gotta take a second.
All right. I hear you.
Oh. I wonder if he can talk.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Alex Talish, Packer Transplants.
Yes, that's Corey's excited voice.
I had to do the Aunt Gert quick and turn off my Packer Transplants live show. Sorry about that.
Oh, how are you tonight, Alex?
I'm doing pretty good, man. This was a pretty fine guest list to be a part of. I know my Facebook post tomorrow is going to be awesome.
So, Alex, you're famous for being over it. You're famous for not caring. You're famous for, like, whatever in regards to this time of the year. Are you excited for the draft tomorrow?
Dude, I'm totally excited for the draft because it means new Packers. As far as guessing who we're going to get, it never comes true. It never will. We never get who people say we're going to get. So I'm not excited for that part, but I'm pumped for the draft. Whenever we get new Packers means new things to talk about, which is awesome. Anytime.
That is the truth. I love that. I love that. And that's very much where I'm at. That's, you know, I never get into the whole, you know, draft Nick pontificating, like guessing, like mocking. It's just because, you know, it's all irrelevant the moment the draft is over. But you've got a ton of new Packers to talk about. I love that. I love it. I said earlier in the show, I did want to say to you, just a fantastic job on the Cheesehead TV draft guide. Just fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I appreciate it. It was a good first try. Next year, expect much bigger and better things. But I appreciate it. Thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I like the Corey Behnke photos.
Yes, very nice.
Corey Behnke is jealous of himself. That's all I got to say about that.
I like
those should be sold.
They should be.
I totally
agree with that.
You know, the Ted Thompson one you used at the end? That's actually going to be, it's official, it's going to be in the history of Green Bay from like 1840 to now. There's a book about it, and Ted's picture's going to be in it.
Really?
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah.
Are you guys like hopping on a plane right now pretty quick and leaving, or what's the deal? Do you go home and sleep and get up early, or how's that all work? Because it's coming here in a minute.
What do you mean, the draft? What are you talking
about?
For
the draft.
Yeah, no.
It's in New York. Oh, man.
It's in New York. Yeah, what do you think? It's like in Indianapolis or something?
Yeah, dude, I was thinking Indianapolis. It's been 2 weeks of pain pills. It's been rough around here. Never mind. You just get up and go. I'm jealous.
Apparently, Alex Talish, baby.
For the draft.
We just get up and take the subway.
I do just get on the subway. That is true. That's how I roll. All right, Alex, I know you're drugged up. Thank you so much for talking to us tonight. Excellent work on the draft, guys.
Yes.
Can't wait to see what you got in store for us on the live blog, cheeseheadtv.com. For the entirety, all 7 rounds of the NFL draft. Thanks, Alex.
I try. Thanks, guys. Great show.
Wow. Craziness. Craziness, I tell you. We should just start prank calling people.
That'd be fun. Let's prank call Andrew Brandt.
We should. I think he's a little busy. I get it. He's busy. He's busy. All right.
Let's do it anyway.
No.
Why not?
We could call.
Do you think he won't answer?
No, let's call Chad. We'll call Chad Reuter of CBSSports.com. If he picks up, fantastic. If not, we'll put out in the next segment. But I think he'll pick up. He's ready for us. He's the man, the myth, the legend. And you know what's crazy? Is he's a Packer fan. He's from Wisconsin. For any of you that don't know, you need to go read his Q&A with Wally Pingle over at pocket.com.
Yeah, that was good.
It's great. His whole background is fantastic. Will he pick up? We don't know. It's exciting thinking about it. He's not picking up.
Hello?
Chad Reuter of CBSSports.com. It's Aaron Nagler and Corey Behnke. You are live on the line of CheeseheadTV.com. How are you tonight?
I am doing fantabulous. Thank you very much.
Oh, well, sir. Thank you so much for being on our show. You are, you know, I know you're in high demand. I know you've been doing like a billion appearances / phoners / chats, and you're just ready for it all to be over. But thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Yeah, no, I'm really excited now that you know, I warmed up on Wilby's show, so now I can give the really good stuff here tonight.
Oh, snap. There you go. All right, speaking of the good stuff, let's start, much like we did earlier in the show, let's start more general NFL draft, then we'll work our way specifically to the Packers. Do you think, looking at tomorrow night, do you think we're going to see any big surprises in the top 10? I know there's, obviously, every year there's lots to talk about. People wanting to move up, people wanting to move down, guys wanting this, guys targeting that. But do you think we're going to see anything tomorrow that's really surprising, or do you think it'll be, and I know things are very, you know, very, I guess, uncertain right now.
Fluid.
In the entire NFL, exactly, world. But do you think the draft will kind of play out as most have thought, or do you think we'll see some big surprises?
I think the more and more we approach this, I think right now we're in the guessing game of what's really going to happen. Now I'm hearing things like Nick Fairley is going to go to Cincinnati at 4. Blaine Gabbert is going to be San Francisco at 7 or Washington at 10. I mean, there are so many just unbelievable rumors. You don't know what to believe right now. I really don't. I think Fairley could go 4 to Cincinnati. It's actually a very, if you think about it, it's a very Cincinnati pick. Very talented guy, has some questions. That's the same guy they pick nearly every year, first and second round. and so I mean, those kind of picks, I think we're going to see some things tomorrow night that we're going to say, oh, well, we haven't been talking about that, but it makes a lot of sense. And so I believe, for the most part, Cam Newton's going to go number one. And after that, I don't know, man. I wish I had all the answers. I wish I could go place some bets in Vegas on how everything was going to go. But I think the players are, and this usually happens, the players that we expect to go in the top 10 will go there, but they're not ever in the order in which we think they're going to go. Right. And it's just the way that the draft always plays out.
That is the absolute truth. If I'm not mistaken, I can't remember. I looked earlier this week. I think you had – did you also have Akeem Ayers going to the Packers? Is that right, in your mock draft?
I had him in one version of my mock draft going there, and I believe, though, that in the end, I think a team will take him somewhere between 13 and 20 because there is just so few linebackers in this draft. I just think anyone from Jim Schwartz in Detroit who use a guy like him, even though they run a 4-3, it's real. They use a lot of 3-4 concepts. They had Julian Peterson as their strong side linebacker last year in the 4-3 because they use him in a bunch of different ways, and Akeem Ayers can play that. I think you've got New England and San Diego both need linebackers. Tampa Bay could use a linebacker. I think he's going to go somewhere in that area just because this isn't a great draft for linebackers at all.
I can see that. That makes a ton of sense. I mean, and you do see it traditionally, you know, linebackers are reached for in the first round, I think, more than probably any other position.
You got Brian Cushing, Sean Weatherspoon. It's just every year a guy gets pushed into the mid-first round that people don't necessarily believe should go there.
Right. Looking at the Packers and their, you know, obviously they're the world champs. They're drafting 32. They don't have any needs. And, of course, we all know that's wrong. Do you see an area where you think they'll target throughout the draft as far as positional, or do you think Ted will adhere to the tried-and-true best player available?
Well, you know, even if teams say that they pick the best player available, let's face it, the guys in those draft rooms are human. Their needs will permeate their draft board. I believe very strongly that a team's they know what they're in, and most teams have some sort of need, whether it's a primary need, secondary need, at almost any position. Very few teams are 3-4 deep at every position where they couldn't use a guy. So, yes, you know, it's in a way it's best player available, but it's a little more limited than that. They're not going to take a guy, I mean, like cornerback, for example. My guess is that even if the top cornerback is Jimmy Smith's not going to be on the board. The top three corners aren't going to be on the board. And even if they like Rozai Dowling, I doubt they're going to take him at 32 because of the injury. And even though he could be a really good corner, my guess is that they're going to be looking more towards a pass rusher. Frank Zombo did a really nice job for them. Brad Jones, all these guys. But if you like a guy at that position, like a Brooks Reed from Arizona, and you think he can be a true difference maker across from Clay Matthews, then that's who you're going to pick. To me, Brooks Reed is a cross between Brady Papinga and Clay Matthews Jr., or Clay Matthews III, excuse me. And so you see that kind of player. He just seems like a guy that the Packers would really like.
I hear that. All right. All right. Give us one or two guys that maybe, you know, obviously this time of year, everybody's a draft nick. Everybody's looking at everything, all the websites, everything. But give us a few guys who maybe might be flying under the radar later in the draft, third day, Saturday afternoon. Everyone's sitting around. They're kind of zombies. You know, they're geeked out on Coke, Pepsi, whatever, and Doritos, and they're just kind of hanging out waiting for that fifth-round pick. Who are some names that we might see called that you think might be some surprises in the NFL?
Yeah, I think a guy that the Packers may like because he's a good receiver, he's a tough receiver, and he's got some kick return ability, and everybody knows the Packers could use that, is Jeremy Curley from TCU. You know, he's not going to run a great 40, but he's got some good elusiveness as a returner. He's a tough receiver. He's really going to fit well in the slot. He's going to do a lot of things. And maybe, at 5'10 and change, maybe he's a little smaller than they generally like. But if you add in the kick returner and his toughness in the slot, I just think he's a guy that it's going to be Ted Thompson's kind of receiver. I think as a safety, I think they need to find some depth. And maybe, you know, they just keep going through the same guys at this position. And I just, Morgan Burnett will come back. You hope he's the starter, but I think you need some depth there. I think in this draft, if you want a strong safety, you're gonna pick up a guy in this draft later on. Chris Culliver is an interesting guy from South Carolina.
Nope, I think we lost him.
Oh,
Chad?
Chad, you there?
I'm willing to take a chance on a guy like that sometimes. For example, Jamon Meredith. You take him if you get him in the right spot, then you take him. And I think if you can find a guy like that, that would be great. Again, offensive line, definitely a place where you're going to need to find somebody. And you've got all kinds of fourth and fifth round values that the Packers could take advantage of. I just feel like there are so many options for this team. I just think, and you know, you talked about the team needs before. They could really hit about six different positions in this draft where they desperately need depth, and I'm really excited to see what they do.
Absolutely, Packer fans are. I mean, and I think NFL fans are just ready for the draft as kind of an explosion. As far as it's been months now, or a month at least, of lockout talk and judges and rulings and litigation. I think everybody's ready for the NFL draft in a way they probably haven't been before. But we'll see you at Radio City tomorrow.
Yeah.
Will we not?
I will be there with bells on, as they say, and hopefully they don't arrest me for that.
Easy now, easy now. All right, Chad, you're an absolute
Chad
gentleman and a scholar for joining us. Chad Reuter from CBSSports.com. Check out his stuff. He's a draft guru, a true draft guru, before it was cool. Chad, thanks so much for joining us tonight.
You are so kind, and we appreciate it. Can I, let me before I leave,
yeah,
let me give you two names that I think Packer fans are going to want to remember
later
in this draft, because
I
think they deserve that. They have to listen to you guys all the time.
You got that right.
And I think they deserve to get a little
bit of hope.
By the way, how did you have your surprise guest on yet?
We did. Goodell called in earlier tonight. It was madness.
Great.
Madness.
Okay. Markell Carter. Remember that name. Central Arkansas. This is a guy that they could pick late. Brad Jones, they picked him late in the draft. Mm. He turned out to be Markell Carter could be a better player than Brad Jones.
Mm.
Just remember that name. That's a name you want to know. The other guy that, to me, if the team's always looking for nose tackles, Anthony Gray, Southern Miss. Late round pick, really fantastic player. He's going to be that guy that can hold the point at the nose tackle position. Just two names I wanted to bring to your viewers that a lot of people haven't been talking about.
Love it. That is why we have you on. Thank you so much, Chad. That was awesome. I love that.
Raji backup, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, you guys. Take care, guys, and we will talk to you after the draft.
We'll talk tomorrow. To you after the draft, and we'll talk to you at the draft.
We're going to find you, even though you don't want to meet us, so we're going to find you.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot I get to give instant input.
That's right. I told Chad, whenever a Packers pick is made, I'm going to put a flip camera on him instantaneously.
Oh, nice.
And get his take.
Good stuff.
Chad, thanks so much. You're a real good sport. Thanks so much. Have a great night.
Thanks, guys.
So, yeah, I waited a beat. I didn't hang up on
him. Yeah, well done. Well done. You didn't cut him off.
Oh,
dropping
man.
Some knowledge, dude. I like that, actually.
Yeah, I like the knowledge bombs.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all.
So here's my thing.
Yes, sir.
I think we should either call Andrew Brandt or two.
We can't call Andrew.
Well, if we can't do that, you know what it's time for then, right?
Always.
This week in the Packer Blogosphere.
Welcome to This Week in the Packer Blogosphere, that venerable series.
Why do you always say that?
Because it always it's makes you laugh.
There's nothing venerable about it.
I know, but I love it. I love it. It just gets you every time.
It's more venereal than venerable. venerable. Oh, man.
Oh, I needed that. I needed a release. That was awesome. Another t-shirt coined.
Yeah, you almost set that one up.
Oh, that was great.
Packer-Ranter.
Packer-Ranter. Ladies and gentlemen.
The belt. Have you seen the Beltify?
Of course.
I ordered two Beltifies. Okay. I ordered the away.
Ladies and gentlemen.
The away and the home.
Check it out. If you have not checked out Packer-Ranter, if you've been waiting for the perfect time to do so.
You should do it now.
Do it now. Packer-Ranter and their kind of, I guess, satellite site? Beltify.
Yeah.
Beltify me.
They have like belt buckles.
It is.
I'm getting
to. Put it up
too.
On a live blog. Dudes.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen. In a world filled with lockout, litigation, stuff you don't want to think about, you are in desperate need of some levity.
It's true.
Some wit. Some soul.
It's true.
And the Ranter brings it all.
Disclaimer, they did give me an award, as well as Brian Caribou, so. If you give me an award, I'm kind of tempted.
You're going to pimp your site? No, but like, just point this out. And they didn't give me nothing.
They
didn't give me nothing.
I know why they didn't, though.
And I'm still pimping their site. So, there you go.
There you go. Yeah, it's a good site. Speaking of, everyone who bought a Cheesehead TV Die Hard poster.
Word.
They're on the way. I know you've heard that before.
Thaddeus says, no, they're not.
But I'm serious. I'm serious. There goes that camera.
That's awesome.
But I'm serious. They're on the way.
Okay. Oh, I love it.
They're on the way.
I love it.
They're on the way. They're on the way.
God, I love the Cheesehead TV Die Hard poster. If you haven't checked it out, check out the store at cheeseheadtv.com for the poster. Get the draft guide. Get it all. Packers in the house.
Here's your camera coming back.
Yeah, who needs it? No
one like
needs
that?
To see me.
Everybody wants to see you. Everybody comes to the site for Aaron Nagler.
Oh, you crazy.
I don't come to the site for Corey Behnke.
You crazy. They come for Brian Caribou,
yeah.
Andrew Garda.
Brian Caribou.
And then every once in a while I show up and they go, Stalish. Who is this loser?
It's true.
That is what they do.
Aaron Nagler.
All right, since we don't have our other guest and because of break, I think we have to wrap it up for
today. Okay, but do you know how many times on Twitter
Uh-oh.
That I want to say, at Aaron Nagler, grow up?
What?
Not because of what you tweet, but just to like, I just feel like doing that. It's so weird. Is that weird?
Not weird at all. I'm sure.
I just
want
to be like PFT. I don't think you need to either. I just love that. That's like my favorite Twitter exchange ever. So I always want
to
do it.
And
then
Florio
I'm like,
told me to grow up.
Yeah. And then I'm like, well, that's not really appropriate.
It's always appropriate. Now, what would be great is that you, me, Rosenthal, and Florio will all be in the same room tomorrow night. So we gotta have a group shot
Family shot.
A pro football talk, Cheesehead TV like rumble.
Wow,
like they do in Anchorman.
I'm pretty sure me and you could take Rosenthal and Florio.
I'm 100% sure.
I hate to say it, but you know I'm not trying to knock on Mike, and I'm not trying to knock on Greg. I like me some Greg Rosenthal.
I love him.
Okay, you're gonna take it away now.
Wait, hold on. I'm gonna. Here we go. I'm going to take a picture. I'm going to take a live shot of you.
Why?
Why not? Because that's what we do. Because we're wrapping it up and we're totally like at the end of the show where we're always like swimming and there's nothing going on and we need something to do. So I'm gonna tweet a picture of you because that's how I roll. Because everyone always complains that I don't tweet during the show, which I don't get.
How can
like,
you tweet
we're
during
doing
the
show? Why should I tweet? But because Wildy tweets during his show,
yeah.
And I don't do it during our show. Then all of a sudden I suck and Wildy's cool.
Wait, Wildy has a show?
I guess. I hear sometimes they talk about the Packers.
Yeah.
But not often.
No. No, even though it's called Green and Gold Today.
Not with any regularity.
It's usually like Green and Gold Tomorrow.
Maybe, perhaps.
Or Green and Gold for 5 seconds. And then you get to hear in a Homer ad about World Champ.
No, don't.
That's my favorite ad
it.
Of all time.
Don't
okay, seriously.
Say it.
World Champs. Who's the producer who approved that?
Hey,
you know you can't do a Packer transplants without talking crap about Wildy. I'm sorry. you brought up Wildy and now I had to talk.
Wait, let me bring up something else.
Oh, the Twitter thing?
No. Why don't you give us a little? Why don't you give us your take?
World champ
on the Packers new outlay on their website.
Oh my goodness! Has everybody seen the Packer videos on Packers.com by
dear.
Vic? Ask Vic.
Oh, no.
Ask Vic. Watch the Ask Vic videos, and then you will know what the next Corey Behnke rant will be about.
Wow.
Wait,
but why don't you rant right now? We got
time. I can't do it.
You can totally do it.
No, because everybody has to watch the videos, and then everybody tell me what you think about them.
All right.
Because some people might like them.
I like them.
No, you don't. You're just trying to be contrarian.
That's exactly it.
I know.
That is it. What? I like it to
no,
be
you
contrary.
Don't. You don't like it when he's like, he's apologizing, but he's not really apologizing.
Here we go.
He's like, I'm sorry, fans. Now I'm going to talk down to you. Because I talk down to people. I'm going to show you the five gap thing.
Yeah.
He's like, this is a one. It literally takes 10 minutes for each. It's like, dude, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's on the half hash. Come on, dude. Seriously? We're Packer fans. We're not morons.
Oh, dear. Well, he is used to dealing with Jacksonville fans, so it's been an adjustment.
I'm done with that.
But I love his writing.
Yeah, his writing's
catch
good.
Catch out Vic Ketchman at the Packers.com.
Just the videos have got to stop.
And it's not just Vic in the videos. It's the video production.
Yeah, it's like he's got a microphone sticking out of his chest. It's really funny.
It's like aliens.
It's awesome.
All right.
The only thing better would be Jeff Bloom doing videos.
Fantastic.
Did I say that out loud?
You
sorry.
Did.
Oops.
We've got to get Jeff Bloom on the show sometime.
Oopsie.
Got to get Blum on the show.
We need That'd to get Blum awesome. On the show and ask him why he hates Cheesehead TV.
That'd be a great, That'd great be awesome. Segment. That's going to happen. I feel
no,
it.
Won't.
I totally feel it happening. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's been madness. It's been absolute madness tonight. You know how much madness it's been? I can't even find my script. Ladies and gentlemen, big, humongous, gigantic thank you to Roger Goodell.
The commissioner of the greatest sports league in the world.
Monster thank you to Roger Goodell for calling in tonight.
Wow.
Humongous.
Thank you, Brian McCarthy.
Ridiculous.
Thank you, NFL.
Thank you to Cullen Jenkins.
Cullen Jenkins.
Us.
World champion defensive end for the Green Bay Packers.
Love me some Cullen Jenkins. Every Packer fan does. Thank you, Cullen Jenkins. No thank you to Andrew Brandt.
Nope.
For stiffing us.
Thanks, Andrew.
Though we understand. We understand.
A million people versus hundreds of Packer fans.
Thanks to Andrew Garda.
I mean, we did win the Super Bowl.
Thanks to Brian Caravu.
There's that.
And, of course, thank you so much to Chad Reuter for joining us. He will be on the clock with us after each Packers pick. I've told him he is required by law to do so. And thank you, everybody, for tuning in.
Yes.
Making sure. us, last minute. If you're watching us live, if you've downloaded the podcast, if you're watching it on replay on the website, we can't thank you enough for making us part of your Packer routine.
Yes.
We are here for you. Please tweet us. Email us. The contact information is on the site. Let us know. You want more of this? You want less of that? Let us know, because we are here for you. We are dedicated to Green Bay Packer fans everywhere.
We want more cowbell.
Exactly. So we will most definitely have a show after the draft. We're not sure when, but it will happen, to wrap it up and talk about who the Packers have picked. Thank you so much to all the Cheesehead TV staffers who have come on tonight. Alex Talish, Jamie Jors, Andrew Garda, Brian Caravu,
not Holly,
John
Phelps.
Rahor, Holly Phelps.
Hmm. Interesting.
Holly Phelps. Interesting.
Keep going.
Everybody who showed up, we love you all. Thank you so much for all our regulars who showed up. Go Pack Go. NFL Draft tomorrow night. The lockout is over for now. We'll talk to you soon. Have a great night.